Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Magpie Lane by Lucy Atkins, published by Quercus in 2020. Today is all about outsiders, history, and secrets. Eight-year-old Felicity has gone missing. The daughter of a controversial Oxford College master, she's very shy and selectively mute, and of course the police are very worried. The police have asked Felicity's nanny, Dee, into the station for questioning. Dee is agitated. She doesn't understand why they are asking her so many questions. She wants to be out there on the street searching. Dee wasn't even in Oxford on the night of Felicity's disappearance, but the police are interested in the whole story of how Dee came into Felicity's life. Dee came to be Felicity's nanny purely by accident. She was walking across a bridge in Oxford in between nannying jobs and questioning her future when the new Oxford College master, Nick Law, was running and slipped on the ice near her. They get to talking and Nick invites Dee to his house for an interview. He needs someone to look after his 8-year-old daughter Felicity. Dee arrives at the house, a mad flurry of builders and staff. The new residents are redecorating the master's house. His Scandinavian wife is bleaching the old oak floorboards for a brighter, more contemporary look. Dee meets Felicity, who's a scared little girl who rarely eats and has terrible nightmares and will only speak to her father. Her real mother is dead. Dee takes on the job. Felicity reminds her of another girl, a ghost from Dee's past, and she's determined to help Felicity speak. And when her stepmother has a baby and her parents pay even less attention to her, Felicity begins to sleepwalk and then disappears one night. But who is telling the truth? Is it Dee or is it Felicity's parents? Magpie Lane is best described as a psychological thriller. The chapters swing between Dee's questioning by the police and her memories of the past. The key to the book is Dee herself. She's a somewhat grumpy middle-aged woman, obsessed with her individual studies of mathematics, as well as her loyalty to the children she looks after. She's devoted to Felicity and has little time for the egocentric Nick and his new wife, and over time they are equally keen to be rid of her. Dee has her own ghosts, a heart hardened by a trauma many years ago, living a transient life on the outskirts of the academic world of Oxford. A rich and fascinating character, in some ways I wish she was the one who'd kidnapped Felicity to get her away from her horrible parents. But then we learn that Dee has a criminal record of her own. Aside from Dee, there's another character I loved, an eccentric man named Linklater. Commissioned by the Oxford master and his wife to write a history of their 400-year-old home, Linklater is a bumbling freelance researcher who leads cemetery tours and captivates the mute Felicity with his spooky stories. Like Dee, Linklater is a man on the outside of Oxford, living his life through books and research rather than people. He is a truly lovable and kind-hearted character. So if you like character-driven thrillers, the archaic world of Oxford academia, grumpy women, imaginative children, priests' holes, and bumbling eccentrics, I recommend Magpie Lane by Lucy Atkins. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.